The Tom Queeley Racing Podcast from William Hill.
Hi, I'm Tom Queeley. Hear my thoughts on all the big meetings, exclusively at William Hill Radio.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's racing preview. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's racing, the first day of Newmarket's Cambridgeshire meeting. And my name is Mark Walton. And joining me on the line is jockey Tom Queeley. How are you, Tom?
I'm very good, Mark. Yourself?
Yes, very well, thank you. Looking forward to a very good few days coming up at Newmarket. And we get underway with some good racing today, Tom.
That's right, yeah. We've got there's some good racing offer and some interesting maidens as well. So, yeah, plenty to get stuck into.
Yes, interesting maidens. The first maiden on the card is the one that Telescope won last year, and his reputation's been very high for the past year, hasn't it? And you've got a decent one in there as well, Tom, and you've got a good-looking ride later on in the card as well. You must be quite pleased with your book today.
Yeah, I have two nice rides, so I'm hoping for a little bit of luck.
Okay, let's get stuck into the action then. The first race is that maiden that I was talking about, the 2 o'clock. It's a mile maiden, and it's for colts and geldings. And you're on board, Lady Cecil, trained newcomer Touch the Sky, who's well-bred, holds a derby entry, and is relatively prominent in the betting as well, second favourite as we record this. So what are you expecting from Touch the Sky, Tom?
Yeah, he's obviously out of an Oaks winner in Love Divine. He's been working nicely. He's ready for. He's certainly ready for a run. He's by Sea of the Stars. He's well entered, as you said. He takes an awful lot of boxes, and we're hoping for a massive run. Thrown up a good winner last year in Telescope. King's Land would be one I keep an eye on. Another one who's well bred. Also out of an Oaks winner in Cassia. Represents top connections. That'd be an interesting newcomer also for Godolphin. So that'd be the one I keep an eye on. And I'm hoping I have a massive run from Touch the Sky.
Okay, on to the second race then. This is at 2:35. It's a Class 2 nursery handicap over a mile. And the betting for this one is headed by Newmarket Warrior this morning. He made a good start to handicapping at Yarmouth last time, and he's got that apprentice of the moment, O'Sheen Murphy, on board. You can see why he's popular in the betting. Tom, do you think he's the one to beat, or is there something else in here that you like?
Yeah, he's definitely the one to beat. He's getting a value of about £5 taken off his back. He was a good second on his handicap debut the last time. His runs up to that had been rock solid enough, and yeah, he certainly sets the standard. Stormerdale would be probably the one to follow him home, but I'd stick with the Michael Bell runner.
Okay, Newmarket Warrior there then for Tom in the 2:35. Moving on to the 3:10 next race, 3 on the card. And this is the Princess Royal Richard Hambro EBF Stakes, which is a listed race for fillies and mares, and it's over a mile and a half. And there's a couple of Lady Cecil train runners in this. There's Court Pastoral and Songbird. You're on board Court Pastoral, Tom. Was it a difficult decision to choose that one?
Well, she ran a massive race in France last time at Chanty, when she was just touched off late on, and she finished fourth on that occasion. She'd been unbeaten up till then, and she's, I think, open to further progress and improvement. So I'll be hoping for a massive run. The one we have to beat is Fizz. Obviously, she was second to the Lark at Doncaster, and she will be representing the top stable and bring strong credentials to the table for this race. So Fizz would be the one I keep an eye on. I'm hoping Court Pastoral would run a big race and a sort of a slightly bigger price than Fizz.
Okay, on to the 3:40 next then. This is the Somerville Tattle Stakes, a Group 3 contest for colts and geldings, and it's over the 7 furlong trip, and the betting is headed by Cable Bay, who's gone close in a couple of Group 2s already this year, dropping into a Group 3 this afternoon. Tom, do you think Cable Bay's the one to beat?
Yeah, he's, as you say, he's been up and on the door in those better races, and similar sort of competition on here today for him. Silent Bullet, you can't fault his performances to date. you know, he's two from two now at the moment. The one I'd like, allowing phenomenal improvement, was God Willing. So at a bigger price, it might represent a little bit of each way value. It would be interesting to see if there's any market support come for that. But the Cable Bay is the one to beat, and keep an eye on God Willing.
Okay, the good news is there has been a little bit of support for God Willing this morning. 6-1 into 5-1 as we record this. So somebody's agreeing with you somewhere, Tom. On to the 4:15 next. And this is the Jockey Club Rose Bowl, which was formerly the Fenwolf Stakes. It's a listed race over the staying trip of 2 miles. And last year's winner is back in the lineup in the shape of Caucus. And the John Gosden runner is joint favourite with Repeater as we record this in the morning. Who do you like for the 4:15, Tom?
Yeah, Caucus. Solid credentials and... He won this race last year, so it'd be no surprise if he bounced back. One I like is an interesting one, is Model Pupil, who's been like, he's won the Ascot Gold Cup, he's been fairly solidly campaigned. This represents certainly a step down in class, and he certainly has the ability. He looked like a nice prospect from getting off the mark earlier on in the year at Doncaster, and I thought he was going to go on to do things. So maybe just back down in class will help his confidence. And you know, he's far too big a price. According to my paper, he's 10-1, so it'll be interesting to see how he gets on. Repeater, as he said, is another interesting one for Chiefly Park and David O'Meara. Yes, see where you go. Maybe Model Pupil each way.
Okay, Model Pupil each way, and the penultimate race is the 4:50. It's a Class 3 handicap for horses rated 0-95, and we're over a mile here. And McAfee is the favourite this morning. Been running well, including in a good race at Doncaster last time. The return to a mile looks as if it could suit him as well. There has been a bit of support from my bait against him this morning, Tom.
Yeah, McAfee is the one I think they all have to beat here. The only thing that's worrying, though, is he's only won... once as a two-year-old, and you just wonder. You'd like to see him greet the judge a little bit more often. I suppose the mile will suit. Party Royal is the one I'd be keeping an eye on, right down the bottom, 8-9. Joe Fanning on board. He's fairly rock solid. He's good at the mile. You know, and he's been running in good heart this year. So I think he's nicely weighted. And I suppose in the bare form, McAfee is probably the one to beat, but I side with Party Royal on the basis his form's a little bit more rock solid. And as I said, you know, McAfee's only greased the judge once.
Okay, Party Royal then in the 4:50 onto the final race. This is the 5:25, which is a Class 2 Fillies handicap, and it's over 6 furlongs. Ladyship and Rakaba are currently vying for favouritism. Those two are both 4-1 at the moment. Who would you like for the lucky last, though, Tom?
Yeah, I'd side with Ladyship here. As you said, Rakaba is down the bottom, but Ladyship, she's already won a listed race this year, and on the basis of that, I know she is rated 97, but she's 97 for a reason. She's what I've seen of her. She's a strong sort of Oasis Dream. She's well bred, and she represents top connections. Possibly something like Floating Along could chase her home at a slightly bigger price.
Okay, Ladyship for Tom then in the final race. Thank you for speaking to us again, Tom. Good luck with your rides at Newmarket this afternoon, and we'll speak to you again ahead of Friday's action.
Cheers, thanks.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.